Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
105.7 The Fan presents Monday Morning Quarterback with Norris, Long, Khan, and Preston.
Hey, let's do something right now. Let's set the tone right now.
105.7 The Fan.
A 22-1 against the NFC. Over 300 today. Derrick Henry, 132 on the ground.
Let's not forget Zay Flowers' incredible first half.
Yep, all of his catches came in the first half. Quinn and Harbaugh meet at midfield. And the Ravens win it. It's 30-23 final, Baltimore.
Much to the broadcast's chagrin, Baltimore Ravens get a win yesterday, 30-23 over the Washington Commanders. It is Monday Morning Quarterback presented by Catholic Charities of Maryland. Improving the lives of Marylanders is a team effort. Join the huddle at cc-md.org. Jeremy Kahn, Lamar the Magnificent.
Oh, he was so good yesterday. We have six incompletions, but when you're looking at it, moving them down the field, the one thing I was saying during the game is stop playing with your food, because it just looked like he could do whatever he wanted at any given point. And just speaking of that, you know, them going down the field and how, I mean, controlling the clock for 36 minutes, it's pretty impressive. I was telling you before the game, I don't have a lot of complaints about this game. We'll get into some things, but I just thought they did a really good job.
Hey, Mike Preston, King Henry, the closer.
Yeah, he had like six carries for 47 yards in the fourth quarter. I mean, he was okay in the first three quarters, which is okay by his standards. But in the fourth, when you need to close a game and he had that long run, he finishes it. And he ran that toss, and you knew it was coming. You've seen it the last couple of weeks.
Like, once he turns those shoulders downhill,
yeah, it's over.
Trouble.
And the Commanders, you got to know it's coming too. It's like, all right, we got to do something. He did absolutely nothing. He runs 20-some or whatever yards and gets first down. And it's over. And that's what you brought him in here for. That's part of it, is to just take the load of the running game, but also to close out the game.
His presence reminds the coaching staff, hey, you got to run the football. My presence. Zay Day, Jeremy Kahn, Zay Day.
My man was so good in the first half, they said, take the second half off. We don't need you. I mean, that's nine catches, nine receptions. Wanted him to get in the end zone. I thought, well, this is something we talked about all
Me
last
too.
Week. Number one wide receivers against Washington. What's he do? He does all that. He was murdering them boys. And when you look at some of the things that, like play designs that they had for him, I think it's slowly starting to get better. I don't know that it's quite where you want it to be as far as more down the field stuff.
But 15 yards a catch, I'm good with that.
But Zay's so good that you want to get the ball in his hands in so many different ways.
Yeah.
And, I mean, look, a lot of good things to say about all the receivers. Even Rashad Bateman,
18 yards a catch.
After the game, saying Zay's our number one, we need to make sure that he's the guy that's getting off. And then, you know, of course, everybody else can. So I thought that was pretty cool after the game.
We talked about Lamar, Mike Preston, but this was a great quarterback battle in general.
Yeah, that boy from the Redskins, that young man could play. And these are the things you look at, a couple of things you look at. One, when they run those routes, those 5 to 10 yard hitches, where does he deliver the ball?
Yeah.
Does he put it high and tight,
or does he deliver it low? But
wherever it needs
it needs to be, where the cornerback cannot pick off the ball. There were a couple passes he threw across the middle, like right over Roquan's fingers. I mean, where he just drilled it. The touchdown pass he threw. I mean, Brandon Stevens is draped all over him with one hand in there, and he still puts it in the perfect spot. Yeah. That kid has a strong arm, and he's a complete player.
He's got a strong future, too.
Yeah. I mean, you could see why Washington fans are jazzed by
they
him.
Should be.
Yeah.
They should be. I mean, look, you guys got a little ahead of yourself. But, man, what they say in Coming to America? That boy good. That boy good.
And the Ravens now atop the AFC North along with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Both 4-2 on the year because the Steelers just keep it going, keep it moving. Ravens have won 4 in a row. Again, Lamar says we didn't prove we're the best offense. We're 6 games in, so there's always room for improvement. And yeah. I agree. I love it.
The good news for Baltimore is they still got 2 games left against the Browns. So you got that going for you.
There's that. You won't go winless the rest of the year.
They're so bad. And by the time you play them, there might be some wholesale changes on that team of guys getting moved or guys getting benched or whatever.
Preston, what are your thoughts on Lamar's running the clock out, gets to the sidelines, and the extracurricular activity pushing him out of bounds? You have a problem with that?
I think he just needs to get out of bounds. Just, you know, and when that happened, I said, I know he's going to get cheap shotted because you kind of slowed up a little bit. Just get out of bounds. The game's over. They're not gonna come back.
I think what he was doing, though, when you get to the sidelines and you're pushed out of bounds, the clock keeps running. If you step out of bounds, the clock stops. I think he was just trying to get them to push him out of bounds to keep the clock going. I agree with you.
You might be
just
right.
Just lay down.
But that at that point, I don't know that matter because you're kneeing on it the next 3 plays, right? Yeah. The thing that I thought you had a guy coming full speed trying to make the stop. Once he realized he didn't get there, he slows up a little bit. He still knocks his ass over.
Right.
But if you're not out of bounds, like Roquan did this in a bunch of games where he's hitting guys right before if you don't get out, look, that's free range. Right. I can hit you.
I love Travis Jones's move, though. If you watch that play again, Travis Jones is standing there and he has his helmet in his hand. Travis Jones puts his helmet on
and then gets
to the I love that move,
man. Smart move.
He put that helmet on. Travis Jones is like, all right, it was the opposite of let me take my earrings off. It was like, let me put my helmet on.
You got to put your helmet on before you go for a ride. So look, yesterday's game I think is just telling from a lot of standpoints. I thought Jaden Daniels was so good on offense that and throwing the ball and putting it in the right spots that I'm not as mad at the secondary as you probably should be. But I still have questions of why are they giving up so many big pass plays and so many. Like, when you look at the third down conversion, it was just 4 of 12.
Yeah.
1-on-1 on fourth. And I don't know if that was the one that was counted because of the penalty or not. I'm not sure how that works. He may have. But they said on the broadcast.
That was 2 of 2 for. I know they're 9 of 9 this year on fourth down conversion.
So that's probably it. But they don't. In the books, I don't think they count that as a conversion because of the penalty. Does that make sense? Even though they did convert the fourth down.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because they said on the broadcast, if you guys didn't get to hear it, he's always converted a fourth down. I don't want to give you a double negative.
Now, 9 of 9.
Never happened in his career where he hasn't converted a fourth down.
Yeah, you're right. It's 1 of 1 because of the penalty. Efficiency on fourth down. 4 of 12 on third down, 1 of 1 on fourth down.
So, again, like there was just, I came away walking from this more impressed with Jaden Daniels than anything else, in my opinion, from what I thought was going to happen in the game. Because everything I thought the Ravens would do on offense happened.
I felt like the first game of the season last year against C.J. Stroud. Like, well, this kid's going to be something else. Of course, that was the first time we saw C.J. Stroud.
Mm-hmm, right.
My expectations of Jaden Daniels coming in were higher because I saw him coming in. I never saw C.J. Stroud. But I think he's going to be a phenomenal quarterback.
You heard the cool story. They brought it up during the game as well, that those two kids grew up together.
Yeah.
So he has C.J. Stroud's numbers in his locker. Because he wants to break all of his numbers. He wants to break all of his rookie numbers.
This is, to me, was disappointing. Sometimes they were running 2 and 3 receivers in routes, and they were still getting wide open because their offensive line is not very good, so they had to get some guys in, extra guys to protect. Why? Why are guys still getting open? And I know their offense is kind of vanilla and so forth, but still, those comebacks that they were running and going across the middle and sweeping wide open, and they're going to have to cut that back because teams see that in film, They're going to get hit with that again.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Monday morning quarterback on the Fan. We're going around in the National Football League at 6:45. But up next, three up, three down on the Fan.
Three out.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, Monday morning quarterback, presented by Catholic Charities of Maryland. Baltimore Ravens with a big win yesterday against those Washington Commanders, 30-23. Ravens are now 4-2 on the year. So are the Commanders as well. We're going three and out. Who's your up, Mike Preston?
Zay Flowers. Nine targets, nine receptions, 132 yards. And had a long of 44. And they can play him inside. They can play him outside. They can use him as a running back. But what I really like, where this guy's like 5'9", where he can put his foot in the ground and make that plant in reverse field. That's exceptional. You don't see that a lot, especially from receivers, except for little slot guys like him. But he had a tremendous impact on the game. And, man, he took over. And in the first half, it was the Zay Flowers show, basically.
Who's your down?
Down the Commanders secondary. Pathetic.
St. Juice?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. I got tired of hearing that guy's name.
They were picking on him.
Oh, he in the huddle. What's wrong? Why you crying? They're picking on me.
Man, they keep throwing my way, and I can't
get on me. Damn, man, it ain't fair.
I kept saying it at home. St. Juice?
Yeah, I mean, the Ravens were 6 of 10 on third down situations, and as we talked about Friday, if you can't get off the field, you're going to lose.
Yep.
And they couldn't get off the field. They had no clue. I mean, and it was surprising how open the Ravens receivers were. I mean, Mark Andrews a couple of times, he must have got bored because there was no company there. He's just running out in the flat. Somebody get in the TV screen. Somebody get over there and check this guy.
He was by himself. They weren't available.
TV screen.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, to me, that's the point. Is when you're wide open. When you're not in the TV screen, there's nobody in the TV screen. You're like, whoa, wait a minute.
Were you at the game watching it? He didn't need the TV.
You know what I mean? It's like, wait a minute.
He's so open. No one's in the TV screen. Yeah, Lamar just playing catch. Who's your up, Jeremy?
My up, well, he just talked about him. I'm going to give it to Mark Andrews. And I'm not sure if this became something where they made a conscientious effort to take away Zay Flowers in the second half. Dan Quinn talked about it at halftime that, hey, we got to do something to slow him down. He's killing us. They were killing you everywhere, man. It was like when Shannon Sharp was, you better call in the National Guard. They need some help. They just couldn't get off the field. The Ravens punted once, but getting back to Andrews, it's nice to see him get involved. That big leaping up at the top and making the catch, the one where he's wide open, I feel like he's forgotten about it.
3 for 66.
I don't think this is something where he just lost it, like he lost his talent. I feel like, you know, there's a lot of mouths to feed on this offense, and you got to find him. I think you got to devise some plays to get him the ball.
Who's your down?
My down goes to the announcers. Now, there's a couple different things. I get so tired of this, and I know you know this in baseball. You don't talk about the no-hitter. Man, they could not shut up about Washington not getting an interception the whole season. And what happens on the very next play? The ball gets tipped and Lamar gets picked off. And I'm going, you sons of bitches, shut up! And on top of it, too, like, Tony Romo.
Oh, you got on my nerves.
Some people love him.
I don't.
It's gotten a bit old for me because he's just like,
yeah.
For lack of a better term, he's stroking whatever quarterback's out there. And
finds his guy.
Oh, my God. It was nonstop. And I'm not saying that the quarterbacks aren't deserving of that, but come on, man.
I feel about Tony Romo like a lot of people feel about Chris Collinsworth.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, I hate when he announced that. I used to like him, maybe the first year or two.
Yep.
Now it's like, dude, shut up. Yep. Get over yourself. It's like, he thinks it's the Tony Romo show.
Yep.
Get over yourself, dude. My up. The evolution of Lamar Jackson. I mean, listen, the offense is, you can't defend it. You drop back because you're worried about him throwing the ball, they'll run the ball. You load the box because you're worried about them running the ball, they'll throw the ball. He can now do whatever he needs to do. And it was one play, I think it was a long run. It was Derrick Henry's long run of 27, where he got him out of a play into that play.
Mm-hmm.
And he popped off for 27 yards.
That was huge.
That was huge. It was a third down.
Yeah, and then plus it got him in the – I mean, look, you're in field goal territory a lot when you – field goal territory when you cross midfield a lot of times with Justin Tucker.
But that run put them, like, you're getting points on this drive, or at least an opportunity.
It's just, I mean, he's starting to do that now. Like, get him out of a bad play into a good play. I just think the evolution of his game has just been sensational to watch. 323 yards passing yesterday, 114.7 passer rating, 72.5 QBR. He only got sacked twice. Should have been sacked more than that, honestly. Am I down? Brandon Stevens, you guys keep saying get his head around. If you watch the All-22, he gets beaten. That's why his head's not around. He's in pursuit all the time. Well, he's always around the ball. Yes, he has great recovery speed. And part of the game I had to listen to because I was in transport late. And who was it? Rod Woodson does the game on the radio. And even he said it. He said it's recovery speed. He has tremendous recovery speed. But recovery speed means you were beaten. And that's why he can't get his head around. The guy plays with his back to the quarterback the entire time. And that's because he gets beaten so much. He's one move. It's equivalent to basketball, Jeremy. You tell your guards, you can't get beat on one move. You know what I mean? You better give me a combo move. He gets beaten on one move so often. And that's why his back is always to the quarterback. He has great recovery speed.
Yeah, and again, this was one where just watching it, I thought there were a lot of just great plays by the quarterback and receiver, more so than not being where you should at times.
No, he's beaten.
No, I'm not. Look, I'm saying, like, you could sit here and
overall, you're right.
That touchdown reception to Terry McLaurin, when you're watching that going, how did he catch it? And then again, I'm not even sure he caught it, but they're not going back. Like, he hits the ground and the ball slides. He's got it pinned to his chest, but he's holding, like, the bottom of it. So they count that, which as a receiver, I love it. But when it's going against the Ravens, I don't. I just thought those two were on a different level yesterday.
I mean, he was six catches for 53 yards. So he didn't have a great day. He had a great day with the touchdowns. He had two. But I thought Daniels did a great job in spreading the wealth. Ertz had four catches. Noah Brown had four catches. Austin had four catches.
And Noah, it felt like Noah Brown's catches were like always on third down and converting it.
Probably so.
And that ain't even counting the drop passes.
Yeah.
I mean, that touchdown pass he threw in the back of the end zone. Oh, my gosh. Where Marcus Williams, he just like faked him out of his underwear and he kind of looked over to his left and then he goes back to him. And that's big league stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, Monday Morning Quarterback, presented by Catholic Charities of Maryland. Baltimore Ravens now 4-2 on the year after a 30-23 win over the Washington Commanders. We talked a little bit earlier. It was 71,316 there yesterday. Give me a percentage, Mike. How many Commanders fans you thought it was?
Oh, there were quite a lot.
30?
30%? 25-30%. You're in the neck of the woods, and you could see them sitting behind the Commander's bench, and they were sprinkled throughout the place.
There were no problems, were there?
Not that I'm aware of, but hey, I don't sit out there. I'm in the press box.
I was on radio in D.C., no, TV in D.C. on Friday talking trash. You know, so you guys think you're relevant now. That's cute. Real cute.
I talked my trash last week thinking that the Ravens' offense wouldn't be stopped by the Washington defense. I was right. I just thought the defense would get a few more stops on Washington. Like, Jaden Daniels.
He's a real deal.
Yeah. I came away. I mean, look, Lamar's a poor man's Jaden Daniels. They nailed it. No, come on, man. That stuff's still nonsensical. Like, you don't. Putting that type of pressure on that kid and comparing him to a guy that's already won two MVPs. And it's so funny. I forget which announcer or which talking head was talking about it. It says every time Lamar goes head-to-head with one of these guys,
he beats him.
That's not Pat Mahomes. Okay, I'll throw that out there. He beats their asses. He keeps going head-to-head. Well, you want a Josh Allen? Boom. Okay, 49ers can't be beat. I'll go out there and beat their ass. Detroit, that's the hottest team. Well, let's beat their asses. He goes up against all these guys and wins, but never gets to, like, when you're comparing greatness, people want to bring up wins and losses all the time. But now
they
when
never bring his up.
They don't bring the head-to-head stuff up. Yeah.
But to be compared to a person of that caliber, to me, that's a great compliment.
No. They're saying Lamar Jackson is the poor man's version of Daniels.
I know what they're saying. Even just to be compared. That's a compliment.
Don't compare me to that. I got two MVPs. You don't compare me to him. You compare him to me.
I think he's talking about it from the other way.
I know. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I like that. I mean, if I'm a rookie and somebody goes, Hey man, you're
no. I think he's
that's great training.
He's tongue in cheek because they're saying that announcer is saying Jaden Daniels was better and Lamar Jackson the poor man's version of him. That's why he's
But I think
he's going after.
Look, Rob, what you tell me what Rob's saying because Rob, I'm gonna tell you what Mike's saying. Mike is saying that getting if you're Jaden Daniels getting that type of comparison.
I know what he's saying.
Hold on, you got, he let him explain to you what I'm saying.
I know what he's saying. I'm just I'm gonna piggyback it off of yours that like. Lamar Jackson is not as good as Jaden Daniels. It's always knocking him down a rung. You know what I mean?
It's the same thing because, like, look, as you're praising Jaden Daniels, which I'm assuming that tweet was supposed to be, you're crapping all over Lamar by calling him a poor man's version
of
a rookie.
Who tweeted that anyway?
Dan Helly.
Well, speaking of Lamar, we'll take a look at his performance yesterday in a 30-23 win over the Commanders.
Right. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Right here on the Fan.
Jackson's going to get it.
Two.
Jackson throws.
Three.
Deep ball.
One.
Touchdown, Baltimore.
How did Baltimore's top single caller perform?
I thought Lamar had a great game. You know, I mean, it's he was on point against man coverage. They were loading the box up against the run and playing a lot of man coverage, which they had not done a lot of throughout the course. We had a lot of first and second down play action passes up. Guys like Zay running crossing routes and sail routes, away from those guys, and they were on our guys. But enough separation, Lamar dotted, these guys made contested catches on the run and then made guys miss with the after the catch as well. So. Just proud of all those guys. Zay, Mark, Isaiah, Bate. Everybody did a good job.
Yeah, they all did a good job. Lamar Jackson did an outstanding job yesterday once again. Here we go. 323 yards passing, 40 yards rushing, 363 yards of total offense by him yesterday. 114.7 quarterback passer rating, a QBR of 72.5. Jeremy, it's getting to the point now where we're getting used to this stuff, man. It's just, you know, Lamar just being Lamar.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't know what to say about him because I feel like I've been defensive for years after not wanting the Ravens to draft him in year one and seeing what that looked like and then seeing the transition into year two. And it's like at some point you just realize, hey, I was wrong. There are things that Lamar can absolutely improve on, which makes this even scarier. But the things he's doing this year, he looks better than last year. Where he was an MVP, and then now people are talking about it. Now that if you go back to even 2019, this is the second time in a totally different offense that he's won the MVP, and he's got to be one of the front runners right now.
Yeah, he has to be. He has to be. I mean, even through the imperfections, Mike, he's putting his name up with the best quarterbacks in the league. Yep. Not the best quarterback in the league.
I mean, but. It is what it is. I mean, it's the facts. And when their ground game is going well, the play action is going, those RPOs are going well, that's when he's at his best. You know, if the thing for this team is you don't want to get behind because I'm not sure that they have that type of offense. They can do it, but against a good defense, that will be a struggle. But when they're running the ball and everything is going well, they're hard to stop, and it's a diversified attack.
Absolutely. Lamar Jackson, and I agree with you, Jeremy, he's putting up numbers that could get another MVP. I think Ryan Clark yesterday said that Jaden Daniels is a better passer than Lamar Jackson. And I just love when people pick you apart and pick you apart, and when they try to find the cracks in your armor. Yeah. Bottom line is, give me a quarterback that you would take right now before Lamar Jackson. Well, that's where it stops. Okay, Jaden Daniels is better at that. All right, well, they're both available right now. Who are you taking?
The one thing I'll say, like, I talked about Jaden Daniels those first 2 weeks is he had the lowest ADOT in the league, but it felt like they were bringing him along slowly. And then now if you look at it, it's like, okay, they didn't need to do that. They could have let him push the ball down the field, and his accuracy down the field now is showing up. So I don't have a problem when people say, like, he's a better – it'd be like talking about you know, a great basketball player. Well, this guy's a better shooter than him. Okay, maybe he is in an empty gym, but is he a better player than him?
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, you know, he does have a better arm. He has a stronger arm. But, you know, Lamar can make plays with his feet. And that's what he does. And they need to remember that in the postseason. All right, because I've seen this for six years where they say, oh, we're going to try to turn him into this quarterback, whatever, throw the ball. No, you don't.
Don't turn him into anything.
Let him play his
game.
Let
him go. You're right.
And that's how you win. And it gets stupid after a while, but...
The one thing I want to get fixed from some fans is when they start to question his mental ability and what he sees in the game, how he reads a defense, some of the stuff pre-snap. People are talking about going through his progressions. Now, I agree... going through progressions has to get better, but I do think he reads the defense fairly well, and the fact that he changed that play that you talked about earlier, that 27-yard run by Derrick Henry, it changed a lot of things. I don't know how you feel about it, Mike, but I feel like he's better than people give him credit for.
You know, unless you're in the quarterback room, or unless you're an offensive lineman, you really don't know what the hell is going on at the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. You don't. You can guess, you can think.
That's
and
all that
your
coded language, man.
But that's all of that.
That's all that coded crap, man.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
That's full of baloney, man. Yeah. I mean, that's coded gotta language. Be there. I don't know that. I mean, and I played offensive line, but I could tell you when there's changes made and so forth.
Tell me Joe Flacco was one of the smarter quarterbacks in the league?
Yeah, because I'm in the system. I'm in the room, so I know. But if you're just an average fan and you're looking at the game and you're saying, he doesn't go through his progressions. He's not very smart. You don't know that.
Yeah.
You don't know that.
Yeah. What is like? I heard an announcer yesterday saying, "Oh man, he came off of his first read too quickly." And that's another thing when you start talking as a young quarterback. Now I don't remember which game, but he had somebody open in the flat, and if he dumps it off, he doesn't take the sack to take him out of field goal range. But again, it's that progression that you have to go through. It's trusting your offensive line. I don't know how many times I've seen Lamar standing in that pocket, like, man, get rid of that damn thing. Get rid of that damn thing. And then all of a sudden he bounces out, and you're like, now throw it. Throw it now. Get rid of it. And then all of a sudden he makes a play, whether it's with his feet or his arm. So I guess when it comes down to that, you're going to have to take the good with the bad because he's so good.
That's with any quarterback. That's with any quarterback. Let's go to Bob, who's in Timonium. What's up, Bob? Bob?
Hey, yeah. Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Hey, really enjoyed the game yesterday. It's great to see two really good young quarterbacks, athletic guys. People want to make a comparison. It's just my viewpoint. Lamar Jackson has paved the way for the C.J. Strouds, the Daniels. 6-7 years ago, remember, they wanted to make Lamar a wide receiver, a running back, or whatever. So I'm not going to get in a contest on who's better. It's just great to see these young athletic guys. And one other point I wanted to ask about Mike Preston's viewpoint. As far as how mobile Daniels is, I felt like the Ravens defense contained him. I think he only had about 15 yards.
KVN. That's KVN setting that edge and not letting him get outside.
That was unbelievable because, you know, you want to go in there and go after the guy and get him on the ground. And they set edge on both sides there. And I just felt like it looked to me like they played a great game.
I thought so, too.
Quarterback play. Love those two guys, man. It was great. It's awesome.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
What do you think? I mean, did you notice that? Because they brought it up again on the broadcast about Kyle Van Noy going to the outside and basically kind of, you know, you're just trying to keep the guy in front of you and keep him and don't let him get outside to make a big play downfield.
The kid played well. Yeah. I mean, and he threw some great timing patterns. So it isn't always they held him in the pocket, they didn't let him outside. No, some of those were by design. And that's what he does. You know, Lamar can get out of the pocket, buy time, make things happen. And this kid pretty much stays within the scheme and does what they want him to do. They're different styles and different quarterbacks, but they're both effective. And it was fun to watch. I mean, the only reason the Commanders were in that game was because of that quarterback. They had nothing else going. And never once in that game did I think the Ravens were going to lose that game, because I just kept thinking that they can't stop them.
By the way, Rob, real quick, you brought up the rookie quarterbacks. Caleb Williams in that London game looked way better. He's starting to figure it out, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think Jaden Daniels looks like he's a couple steps ahead, but I don't think Caleb Williams is going to be that far behind him.
Bite me. At 7 o'clock. At 7 o'clock. But on the other side, we go around the National Football League. Up next right here on The Fan.
Around the NFL.
Get into that in a second. Oh, here's a little trickery. Straight Brown back to God. Flea Flicker's got LaPorta. Wide open. Sam LaPorta. Foot race towards the end zone. Diving. Touchdown.
Unreal. And the Lions, oh my goodness. There may be a coaching change in Dallas today. I thought my prediction was who was getting fired today? What was my prediction today? Somebody getting fired today.
Oh, you mentioned it was about Doug Peterson.
Doug Peterson.
George Peterson.
This week that Peterson would get fired, I'm not so sure it won't happen in Dallas. They lose to the Lions 47-9 at home. Jared Goff, 18 of 25 for 315 and 3 touchdown passes. What about Denver? John Harbaugh left the podium quickly after the Ravens game because of reports that his brother was taken off the field, irregular heartbeat. He comes back to the game. The Chargers went 23-16. Justin Herbert with a touchdown pass. Now, you have some inside information that other things may have happened?
There are people online that feel like that Harbaugh had crapped his pants because when he came back out, he had a different pair of pants on.
Now, why can't both be true? Why can't he have crapped his pants because his heart rate was irregular? Why can't both be true?
Look, if I have to be the guy, I'll be the guy, damn it. I'll be the face of this. We have to stop downing.
We got to normalize this?
Yes, stop talking bad about people who crap their pants.
We got to normalize crapping pants.
You do it when you're little. You do it when you get older. And sometimes you need help cleaning it up. And then sometimes it happens in your early 40s and you don't have an explanation for it.
You've been talking about this personal experience?
Somebody I talk to, a guy I know really well that I hold in high regard.
It's personal.
Me.
Pittsburgh Steelers keep it moving. They're now 4-2 on the year, tied with the Ravens. They win 32-13 over the Las Vegas Raiders. Another coach. That was one of my coaching changes this year. I don't think
go ahead,
Antonio
Colin,
Pierce makes it. I don't think he makes it.
Doug Peterson, Antonio Pierce, give him another one. I don't think Mike McCarthy.
I said Mike McCarthy,
but he said
yesterday.
He said he's not firing him today, right, Joe?
And Darius said, "I'm telling you now, I'm not firing him."
Yeah.
All right, so you can put that to bed.
Got
to
get some glory hole on my birthday.
I don't think he will. I think he'll.
Yesterday,
hold up by his ankles over the balcony, make him resign. The Falcons. Falcons win over the Panthers. The Panthers are horrible. They're 1-5. Falcons 4-2. How about Kirk Cousins? 19-30 with 225 and a tutty.
Yeah. Those first 4 weeks, Michael Penix Jr. is going, oh, yeah. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, no. You might be sitting a while, Chief.
And the Giants are reminded who they are, Bad. Two bad football teams last night on Sunday Night Football. Bengals beat the Giants 17-7. Don't have much to say about that because it's not worth it. Tell me about those Bears.
Oh, the Bears getting it done in the morning in London. Jacksonville drives down the field. You feel like, hey, maybe they got a hold of this thing. 3-0. And then the Bears just whip their ass the rest of the way. It was nonstop. And as I said,
you can have Trevor Lawrence.
Caleb Williams starting to figure it out. I don't know what's going on with him.
You can have him.
He looks awful.
The season started, you can have him. What about the Packers, man? My man Jordan Love.
Yeah, Romeo Doubs getting a couple of TDs. He's slinging the football all over the field. Jacobs had a good game. They dominated the game. They knocked Marvin Harrison Jr. out early, but that wouldn't have mattered late anyway. When you look at it now, you start to look at this division going, Minnesota, Green Bay, Detroit, damn, they all look good.
Will Levis, how can you target a man 8 times and complete none?
8 targets to Calvin Ridley, and he didn't complete one of them.
You said he had 11 incompletions. And 8
was to one guy.
Calvin Ridley's like, hey, man, I know they're thrown at me or near me, but if it gets anywhere close to me, I'll catch it. Just throw me the damn ball somewhere where I can get my hands on it. I'm watching that game. Will Levis sucks.
He 0-for-8 throwing to Calvin Ridley. 0-for-8.
Joe Flacco, look, gets it done.
He had a quarterback passer rating of 77.
Yeah, he was throwing everything underneath.
It was the best rated on the field.
Tennessee Titans weren't stopping it. So
the Texans keep it rolling. They're 5-1 now after beating up on the Patriots.
Yeah, I thought the Patriots' new quarterback, Drake May, threw a couple of really nice touchdown passes.
Three touchdown passes.
But he also, there are times, you can see he's a rookie. So we'll not playing behind what I would deem to be a great offensive line. Doesn't have great weapons in the passing game. They didn't want to throw him to the Wolves, but after watching what they've seen from Brissett, they were like, we got to check out this kid. I don't know if that came down from ownership or the coach.
Mike, it was 2 weeks ago that on this show, you guys talking about how much of a pleasant surprise the New Orleans Saints are. I'm like, ain't no pleasant surprise. They scored the first 2 games of the season. They ain't squat. And then the Buccaneers go and beat up on them after having a game flip-flop. We're supposed to play at Tampa. We can't play at Tampa. Now we're pissed off. We got to go to New Orleans. We put 51 points on you.
We don't put it on a pedestal. We reverse that. We whip the Saints. Bang, 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 bang. That's what happened. I mean,
pleasant surprise.
They beat their asses. And, like, Spencer Rattler, you're watching the beginning of the game. Saints come back. They take a 3-point lead. You're going, Dan, did they just score 50 points in the first half? Yeah. I mean, it was crazy how everything came down. And then it slowed down in the second half and then picked right back up where the Bucs just started beating their ass.
Put 20 points on them in the fourth quarter alone. Oof. 20-0. Saints did not score in the second half. And the Eagles, why the head coach talking trash to the fans? Jeremy, you got to win, man.
Man, you can't come off a bye week and beat the Browns team by 4 points. Are you kidding me? You know what those fans are upset about?
What?
You're favored by 9.5. Get it done. They bet on the Eagles and they lost. That's what happened. They probably had them in a few teasers. I threw you a statistic that I can't even believe is true. This is so good. The Browns are 0-for-26 on their last 26 third downs with Deshaun Watson under center. Per the Fox broadcast, that sounds like a made-up stat. What in the world? That's a real number. Like, Deshaun Watson is 0-for-26 on third down. Consecutively. Like, this is just, how does that even, you have to luck into it. Throw it with your other hand. See if something good happens. Just terrible. But the Eagles win. A.J. Brown's back. Big play for him. If you want to look the other side of it, they actually have both the receivers back. As the other one's catching a big touchdown. Why did I just blank on his name? The kid out of Alabama. Devontae Smith. Devonta Smith caught what essentially was the game-winning touchdown.
Yeah, Barkley was stifled. 18 carries for 47 yards.
It's kind of weird. Again, coming off the bye week and Barkley is stifled in a game against the Browns where everybody's just been running it up on. Look what Brian Robinson did to him a week ago.
No doubt. Thanks a lot, Jeremy. Game ball's at 7:15, but on the other side, what is Lamar Jackson? How did he perform yesterday? John Harbaugh will tell you. Bite me up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.